Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Headstone Horror's Road to Purgatory. Listen to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a road I'm already halfway along. That was Headstone Horrors and Road to Purgatory from their new EP, which is rather brilliant, of the same name, I think. What is Headstone Horrors' Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Headstone Horrors.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the internet. Neil, Headstone Horrors, Tony, how would you describe them?
Horror not punk?
Yeah, well, Knott's Horror Punk or something like that. Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're local types to us. And yeah, I'd call that horror punk. Or it's something along those lines, and it's bloody good. That's what it is, Tony. It's bloody good.
Excellent.
Now, I'm back from Edinburgh, and obviously I have tons and tons and tons of jokes in the shape of additional material.
Oh, excellent.
No, I haven't. I haven't got any. I was absolutely disappointed by the lineup of best jokes of the fringe. Dave's best jokes of the fringe, they're all just lame puns and one-liners that look all right on the page and give people in the media a chance to say, hey, if you can do better, why not get in touch with us? And of course you can do better. All rubbish.
It was a bit cheesy, aren't they? I thought Frankie Boars was good. I can't remember what it was, but the winner was not good.
The winning one, we've all done that line at some point.
Yeah,
I did a better version than that about 20 years ago, and a guy called Pat Condell did it in the 80s, and it's rumoured someone was doing a joke almost the same as that in the 60s.
Right.
So yeah, so I don't expect that kid to go far, but it was, the thing was, that was a new act, the guy who won it. If you're wondering, if you type in Dave's top 10 jokes of the fringe, you'll find out all about that. But the guy that won it, all you have to do to be shortlisted for it is to send them your jokes, to be doing a show at the fringe and send them some one-liners from the show. They always want the shortest possible one-liners. And yeah. This guy that won it, I think he was doing, he's a new act doing a show somewhere or other, and he might even been a part of another show just doing 10 or 15 minutes. But anyway, it was the one that people liked. And I felt sorry for him a bit, because when he was interviewed on TV, he's not really a natural.
All right.
And yeah, he didn't really come across that well. And everyone must be thinking, this Edinburgh Fringe must be absolutely rubbish.
He was saying, I heard him talk about it, he says the joke didn't even go down that well in the show.
No,
it was a very strange one.
Yeah, it was an odd thing. Anyway, if you have a joke or poem that you think you can do better than the one we haven't told you, and you can, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. We'll talk about the poems next week. Right now, I want to play you another track, Tony.
Okay, cool.
This is a band called Reverse Family that's actually, well, it's a solo project where it's a guy, I think it's called Dermot. But he's in the process of doing 365 songs in a year or something, one a day. Lots of people attempt to do that, and they give up pretty quickly. But so far, he's doing well. And he has other musicians helping him. So it means that the music changes, the genres change over the time. He's not doing 365 songs the same way. He's doing, well, various different things. Some are punk, some are rock, some are indie, some are... And one of them's this, which you're going to play right now, Tony. To find out more about... Now, I'm calling it The Reverse Family, but it looks like it is Reverse Family, basically. Okay. What is Reverse Family's website?
ReverseFamily.com?
ReverseFamily.co.uk. You were so close, Tony. Paulie B. Internet won. Tony won. Sons raised are just like birthdays.
When my hips crack and my eyes fade and my thoughts dim and my hair's grey and the sun's rays are like birthdays, like my birthdays. I've forgotten to meet on purpose. Breathing's hard, and my hearing's bad, and my waist has turned a lot, and the rainfall is my downfall, and my downfall is caused by me on purpose.
Fill the heroes, move to widows, a shaking terror of a mind.
listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Reverse Family and Sun's Razor, just like birthdays. There's quite a bit of symmetry in this week's show, Tony, so there'll be something of a similar pace to that one towards the end of the show.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. The music came together literally last minute, and it was the last few hours before this show was made. I suddenly kind of got everything sorted, and I wasn't sure about it, and then suddenly I went, oh, that's good.
Well,
great music this week. I'm now extremely happy when there was a certain amount of trepidation.
Okay.
Tony, what is... Oh, we've done Reverse Family's website, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
That means it's not time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Very funny Frankie Boyle, according to you.
Yeah, I can't remember what the joke was. It was in the top five. I think it was maybe number two. But it's far better than the first one.
Right, there you go.
But yeah, I'm very bad at remembering jokes and telling them. But I think it was suitably out of order. Yeah,
but you are very good at telling people how they can leave comments for us on Facebook.
I am good at that. Yes. I assume you're on holiday, so you know, but when you're back, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. One of the easy ways to get in touch with us, just leave us a comment on the page, give us a cheeky follow if you like. Do get in touch. Facebook, very easy.
Well, and Tony,
yes,
there's been quite a lot of activity on my Facebook page of late. If you would like to be my Facebook friend, I don't think I've hardly ever said this, have I? But you can go to facebook.com/paul.b.edwards. I've got an outstanding about 500 comedians that I haven't added, but real people I do add. So if you'd like to be on my page, feel free to add me.
There you go.
Yeah,
I've got Facebook. What's my favorite? Yeah, I've got a couple. I've got facebook.com/. I think my page is The Tony Hearn. Yeah, The Tony Hearn is my Facebook page for my brand and stuff. But I've also got an alcohol page, which is facebook.com/ alcohol band.
Well, they're options.
They are options, and please do check out that page. I think, as mentioned last week, I finally finished the alcohol video, which we recorded a new song, which we played a few weeks ago, but we recorded some footage while we were in the studio, and I'm finally put it together and made a video out of it. So if you do want to see it, yeah, facebook.com/ alcohol band, or my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/ The Tony Hearn.
Yeah. I'm going to give that a look straight after this show.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm pleased with it. I'm pleased with
good.
It.
Good.
Yes.
So that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Two songs in a row now, and we're not mucking about here. Stay tuned for The Rippers and another track from their latest album, which we'll be talking about in a little while. But first up, a second track from the McGregors that we played, I think, the week before last, who are, right, they're kind of Cambridgeshire punk and roll, Tony.
Okay.
I call them Cambridgeshire punk and roll. They've got some dates coming up in Cambridge, and that is Cambridge, UK.
Of course.
Because there's lots of other Cambridges. There's a Cambridge in New Zealand, and I think there's a Cambridge, Massachusetts, isn't there, as well?
Yeah, that rings a bell. You might be right.
If you live in a different Cambridge, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email. I live in a different Cambridge.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know now, though, Tony, is what is the McGregor's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/TheMcGregor's?
ReverbNation.com/TheMacGregor's4, and that's a numeric 4, MacGregors 4. Paulie being internet 2, Tony 1, sorry about that, mate.
It's all right.
That's just left you dead in the hedgerow.
Yeah. slut rope.
Listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Rippers from their latest album and a track called Don't Get Along. What is The Rippers' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRippers666?
It is indeed. It's and it's the numeric 666. Facebook.com/TheRippers666. They are Sardinia's finest exponents of garage punk, in my opinion.
There you go.
And it's a great album, so do make sure you check out the Facebook page and maybe get the album as well. And we'll be playing more from them in future weeks as well, as we will the McGregors, who sent us a few tracks, and I like them all.
Cool.
I just like them all, Tony. Now, we've already found out about what you did last week, sorting out the video. Why don't I tell you what I did?
Yeah.
I was up in Edinburgh for the last week of the Fringe, doing two shows a day, one at 5:30, one at 7:30. The one at 5:30... was the Last Minute Comedy Club, which is something that I run outside of the fringes. Well, and I was next door, as I mentioned on a previous show. The show next door was a young comic called Flora Anderson, who had been in there every day, and she was the daughter of Clive Anderson. That certainly our UK listeners will know as hosting Whose Line Is It Anyway, which he was also hosting a live Whose Line Is It Anyway up in Edinburgh for the month. And I didn't realise that until he showed up to see Flora's show, got lost, and had to ask me where it was.
No way.
And I went, well, Clive Anderson, before I tell you where it is, I think we should have our photograph taken. So I had my photo taken. What a thoroughly nice chap, Tony.
He always seemed a nice chap.
Indeed. And me and him talked about whether his daughter was eating properly or not.
Right.
Because once you reach a certain age, you tend to have that sort of conversation, don't you?
You do. You do.
Anyway, it was a bit of a highlight for Clive. I was fine with his. But also, so everything worked out fine. I didn't have as many late nights as I'd done in previous years. I kept holding my voice all the way through, which was nice. I took this fairly easy. I've always spoken about how many movies I watched. I actually ran out of films that I wanted to watch, Tony, and only on the last night did I realise they also had, as well as the movie package, they had an entertainment package. Mm. And only on the last night did I realise they had the box set of Twin Peaks.
Oh, right, okay.
Which I've been wanting to watch for ages, but didn't have Sky Atlantic Channel here. They had it there. But it's the last night, so I only watched the first four.
The new series, or the old
one? Yeah, the new series. Yeah, I saw every single one of the last lot, 25 years.
Any good?
Oh, I loved it.
Good.
But it's very much, it's just Twin Peaks. It's just exactly as it was before, really. Same pace, weird stuff. Having seen the first four, I'm none the wiser. But I enjoyed the second of it, to be honest.
Oh, good.
So I did that. And then, when I drove home, I ended up not leaving Edinburgh till 4 o'clock. And, God, you hit the same bottleneck. Tony, I dislike the roads around Morpeth. I think as much as you dislike the Antwerp Ring Road.
Right, okay.
Like, the A1 going south. All it does is go from two lanes down to one. Right. That's all that happens. But it always seems to take 45 minutes to do half a mile. It's a nightmare. I was so upset that not many miles after that, when I got past Newcastle, I imagine I was in County Durham, judging by the accent at the services, I stopped off and there was a Burger King, Tony. And I went to Burger King and I was feeling pretty tight. So I looked at the cheapest thing they had on the menu that wasn't just a burger.
Hmm.
And it was their Big Fish, or whatever it's called, which is basically a fish finger sandwich.
Right.
So I ordered my fish finger sandwich and they go, do you want anything else with it? I went, no, just the fish finger sandwich. And then he said, oh, look, it's going to be 2 or 3 minutes. I went, that's absolutely fine, with a smile on my face. He comes back to me a minute later and says, we're nearly ready on that. Do you want some chips? I went, no. Well, he said, no. He goes, no, this is the end of a batch. We're going to throw them away, so you can just have them if you want. I went, sure, okay.
Very nice.
He gave me 3 portions of chips, Tony.
Wow.
I know, that's too many chips for me.
Do you look like you need being fed or something?
No, I think he just wanted to get rid, and he thought, well, you know, the rest are going in the bin, I'll just keep these going until he says, whoa. And after the third bag, I went, mate, that's enough.
Wow.
So for a meal, it was like £2.79 or something.
Hmm.
I got this really, actually quite nice fish finger burger thing with nice sauce on it and that, and 3 portions of chips. I went, oh, welcome back to England.
Nice. God's food, fish finger sandwich.
After being ripped off in Scotland. Mm. And yeah, so anyway, and then I got back here last night about 10:10. Had stuff to do, didn't go to bed till 2, but you know what, it's all right. I'll tell you what I'm doing this week later on. But right now, Tony, I think I ought to play something not from the vaults, even though it's in the From the Vault section.
Okay.
Now, at this point in the show, we normally play something we played before, but after thinking I didn't have much this week, I suddenly had too much to not play. So I thought I'll abandon From the Vaults for this week and I'll play one of the tracks you've been sent through. This is a band called Rough Grind, Tony.
Okay.
Who, now, interesting. Oh, no, are they interesting? No, they are interesting. But I'm not saying they're not interesting. I thought they were someone else, but they're not. I'm talking about the someone else later on in the show. Rough Grind are a... Right, they're a kind of... I don't know, sort of... rock metal but with punk overtones band from, and I think they might be from Finland.
Right,
I've got confused now. They might not, they might be Swedish. I think they're from Finland. I've got confused, Sonia. Anyway, you can find out more about them and put me out of my misery by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/roughgrindband.
Oh, well done. Yes, it is. Huh. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 2. This is from a new EP that's out now called Four for the Road. Sorry for the confusion there. Four for the Road. And this is Coffin to Go.
Tell you, babe, life's too short to give a fuck. therapy. That's not what you need. Don't beg for sympathy. I'll get you up to speed. Nothing is ever gonna hold us down, cause we've got nothing to lose. Let the night be a bright and living your excuse. The highway is my way. Just try like it's your last day. Overdrive in self-destruction mode.
Listen to Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rough Grind and Coughing to Go, and I must apologise for the slightly wonky way I introduced that. What I should have just said was, great band, great song, find about them via the Facebook page. But you know me, I do tend to wibble a bit. Tony.
Yes.
Are there any establishments in Northamptonshire that we haven't said hello to yet?
Yeah. Oh, hello, the Duke's Arms.
And?
Hello, Little Lilacs.
I love the way you say that. Yes, hello, Duke's Arms and Lilacs. I hope you're all doing well. Hello to Steve and Daryl. I don't know when you're going to hear this because I've lost track a bit. When you're in Scotland, Tony, time doesn't work quite the same way. Certainly not the Edinburgh Fringe. You're in a bubble.
Right.
They
yes,
tend
certainly.
To get confused about things. I certainly do. But yes, hello to them, and hopefully I'll be seeing you guys before long.
Cool.
Who knows? Right, that's that. Have you got any bands? Are there any gigs going on this week, Tony?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Glad to be back.
Ooh.
Yeah, I should say, if I'm a bit all over the place this week, I am readjusting to life in the civilised world.
Yeah.
The reasonably priced civilised world.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? God bless Nottingham.
The price of a pint is so expensive in Edinburgh, I'm thinking it might be twinned with Kenya before long. We'll talk about Kenya in the next section.
Oh, excellent. Yes, if you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is to watch them play. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. But, yeah, if you have a gig, let me know. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Iron Mike.
Yeah. He said he did email last week as well, but he's got another gig this week. He says, hi Tony, just to update on my previous email, the bill for this Friday, so they're playing this Friday the 1st September at the Red Lion in Rounds, R-A-U-N-D-S, Rounds, Rounds.
Yeah, I think it's Rounds.
Rounds. Subculture are no longer playing, but it's now Johnny the Mental Breakdowns, Family of Noise, and of course Crash Induction. It's free entry, starts at 8:30. He's still on catch up at the moment. Hope your alcohol gig went well. Ewan Vale, thank you, Iron Mike. He'll catch up. Iron Mike's about 4 or 5 weeks behind listing, but he's not out of touch on gigs, so he's up to date on those.
No, and I've got a feeling that Family of Noise is an obscure first album track from Adam and the Ants.
Could be.
I'll have to check that now. I think it's a track on Dirk Wears White Socks. Off the top of my head.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I often am.
Yeah. Probably right.
So that's it, is it?
That's it. That's all I have for you.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm Mike again. I've got a feeling, Tony, that you might be featuring some gigs in Northampton next week as well.
Right.
I'll talk to you after the show about that, or I could even do it myself.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Never know.
Anyway, we're all a bit Northampton-centric, aren't we, at the moment? Not Northant-centric, Northampton-trick. We are Northampton-trick, Tony.
There you go.
People talking about Northampton now, Northampton-trick. As far as I'm concerned, that's a word of the week. We haven't had one of those in a while.
In a while.
If you have a word of the week for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your word of the week. But right now, Northampton-trick.
Northampton-trick.
Talking about Northants.
Hmm.
Bit of rubbish, isn't it? I haven't got anything else.
It's fine.
But I have got two songs in a row for you.
That'll do.
And these two, both by bands that have had really fantastic and very different albums come out in the last few months. Stay tuned for Fake Billy and the False Prophets. We'll be talking about them afterwards. But first up, Control Freaks, that we played on the show again, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Brilliant album out. They mix up their lead vocals between a girl and a boy, and sometimes both, Tony.
Ooh.
And they are a San Francisco punk stroke garage punk band. They're just really good. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/controlfreaksSF.
You are paying attention this week, young man. Yes, it is. facebook.com/controlfreaksSF means it's Tony 4, Paulie Beans Net 2. This is a good run for you, man.
Excellent.
Blowtorch love.
Yeah. hitting this life where it hurts. I wanna strike gold and dance in the promised land. Cause baby, it's been so long and I'm gone.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fake Billy and the False Prophets all the way from Holland. I think they split their time between Amsterdam and somewhere not far from it.
Right.
And I don't know how to describe their music. It's kind of glam punk with a difference. How about that? Does that sound okay. All right?
Yeah, why not?
That's a track called Restless off their latest album. It's a really good album. Very, very good. I like it. What is Fake Billy and the False Prophets website?
FakeBilly.com?
It is.
Excellent.
It's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 2. You've won already with 2 to go, Tony.
Beautiful.
Quite outrageous. Almost as outrageous as what's been going on in Kenya.
What's been going on in Kenya?
Well, Tony, I think it's brilliant what they've done in some ways. In a bid to make people recycle, lots of different countries go to different lengths, don't they? Hmm. In Kenya, they've gone further than anyone else. If you are caught with a plastic bag in Kenya, you are subject to the equivalent of a $38,000 fine or 4 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've had a great idea.
Okay.
If you're thinking of ending your relationship with your other half, might I suggest that you plan a trip to Kenya? Wait until you're there, get near a police station, and when you're there, just say to them, hold this for a minute, will you? Hand them a plastic bag and just start shouting and run off. It's the job done, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It seems perfect a bit extreme, to be honest. I mean, we have put in a 5p surcharge on carrier bags in supermarkets, which a lot of people thought was a bit expensive.
Mm.
But against 4 years in prison or a $38,000 fine,
it's a bargain, isn't it?
That 5p is looking very reasonable right now. Now, interestingly, war-torn Rwanda banned plastic bags a while ago. It's amazing. You don't think about this sort of thing, do you? You just think, surely they're too busy with other stuff. I'd have thought the Kenyans were too busy with lions and tigers to be banning people plastic bags. But hey, oops. I clearly don't know enough about Kenya, Tony. How much do you know about Kenya?
Is it in Africa?
All right, we're going from there, are we? Like, okay, yeah, let's just leave it there, shall we?
There you go.
It's got great athletes, great coffee, great scenery, and some rather stiff recycling laws.
Apparently so.
Have any more facts about Kenya? Why not email tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Tony, you know nothing about Kenya, so let me tell you something about it.
Here you go.
It's indeed in Africa.
It's in Africa though, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Cool.
I think it was, or was you not sure?
No, I was 90% sure it was in Africa, but that's basically the only fact I know.
Right, okay. I've got nothing.
I'm not very good at geography, no, not at all.
What about this week, Tony? You doing anything this week?
Not really. I've just finished one app, so I'm starting a new Android app. I'm doing three apps at the moment.
How's your app development going?
Going all right. I've just finished a Windows app, and they've just got a new platform called the Universal Windows platform. Just finished one of them, and I'm doing exactly the same app now in Android, and then I'm going to do an iOS in October. So
and
good.
Where is iOS? Is it in Africa?
I think it's just north of there.
Is it right?
Yeah.
It could stand for Isles of Scilly.
There you go.
In which case it is indeed north of Africa. Well, that's fascinating, Tony.
Yeah, a little bit of my day job. But that's what I'm doing. I'm in between that and working.
I'm very impressed. Is there any point having a Punky Radio app?
I did think about it, about having a soundboard app. I'm still thinking about it. Possibly.
Right, well, you keep thinking about that, because I don't know what they are, really.
Okay.
All right. So, let's just crack on and play some good music before people just fall asleep.
All right.
All right. So, this is the one I said is about the same pace as the one that we played at track 2. This is track 8. This is a band. Now, I don't know how to pronounce this band. It's spelled Marvel, but the A's got an umlaut over it. They're a Swedish band. Actually, Tony, they're from Linköping. which is also known as the City of Five Smells. The right. first album was Five Smell City, but I wonder whether all of those smells are the smell of mint and tea tree, because it's also where our mate's from, Fred.
Oh, right.
Fred's from Linköping. So at least one of the five smells, I imagine, is mint and tea tree, because that man does like to shower in that stuff.
It does. It makes your balls tingly.
It does indeed, Tony.
Mm.
You know that, but you don't know where Kenya is.
No, not clear.
Anyway, so I don't know how to pronounce them. Is it Morville?
Merville?
Morville? Marvel? Let's just call them Marvel. Let's anglicise them.
Yeah, there you go.
Marvel. Hmm. And, they've got a new album out as well, which, again, you're going to be able to get a lump of right now when we play this. Now, Tony, I'm telling you now, I don't think you're going to get their website right, but I'm going to ask you why when you've got it wrong. Okay. What is Marvel's website?
Marvel.se?
Marvel.nu.
Hmm.
What's that all about?
Don't know. Where is it in you? Where would that be?
I don't know. Is it in Africa? I don't know. I don't know where the NU's come from. But anyway, the website is marvel.nu. It's a bit late in the day to say Tony 5, probably Internet 3, but that's the deal. This is all over the news.
Could you believe?
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. The Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got no idea how to say that name.
No.
Morville. I'm going with Morville.
Morville. Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm obviously not very good with geography. I'm not very good with languages. But there's all those umlauts and accents. I just don't know.
Yeah, I know. Because I think umlauts do different things in different countries, don't they?
Mm.
Over different letters. Oh, umlauts.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Anyway, cracking song. Tony, have you got a track for us?
No.
Oh, buggeration.
Oh, umlauts.
What's going on here?
I know. Yes, if you do have a track for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the track's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Or track studio thanks. Again, it's been very quiet this week. I think we maybe have that mid to late summer kind of lull when people are just away.
Yeah,
I'd like to think it's something like that. But so, yeah, if you go to acting, that would be much appreciated.
Yes, there are twats around. I'm sure you know one. There's a few people right now thinking the Kenyan government might be twats. There's other people wondering where they are exactly. And some thinking that's a wonderful idea. If only the whole world would do that, then we'd be free. Free of recycling
bags.
The dolphins and tuna and such like can swim freely without accidentally swallowing plastic bags. Although I don't think the dolphins and tuna would suffer that much in Kenya, which I think is landlocked.
It's in Africa, isn't it?
Yes, Tony.
Okay.
But Africa does have edges.
Does it?
Yeah, but I don't think Kenya's got one. See, I'll have to check now whether Kenya's got a coastline.
There you go, you see.
Oh, man. We are geographically falling apart.
I tell you, we're dying newers.
Oh, go on then.
It's the island state of Niue. N-I-U-E.
Right.
There you go. Very popular in Sweden and Denmark.
Oh, so it's an island off Sweden and Denmark, is it?
Yeah, it must be.
Just excellent.
On Wiki. Niue.
Oh, well done you, you instant finder-outer.
Yeah, there's an advantage to, you know, being... No, it's nowhere near bloody Sweden. It's near New Zealand. How weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's an island near New Zealand, but for some reason very popular with Sweden and Denmark.
Right. I think we need more information.
It's because NU is Swedish, Danish and Dutch for now.
So right, okay.
They've just taken it as a word. I guess in the same way we've taken TV as well with our TV channels.
Right.
With TV, is it Tuvalu, maybe?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was exactly that.
There you go.
Well, Tony, thank you for your knowledge. Your newfound knowledge.
Good at geography. If it's to do with ISO codes, into two-letter abbreviations for countries.
Oh, let's not get carried
codes.
Away here, Tony. That's enough now.
But I still don't know where Kenya is. I think it's Africa. So, yeah, so the other thing I did. So, in the past week, Steph was away. So, I've been Netflixing it. Catched up on a few things. So I watched a few things, watched a few series. I watched that Stranger Things. Which I really
don't
enjoyed.
Know what that is.
It's an 8-part series set in the 80s. It's very much kind of like a nostalgic period piece. Feels like Spielberg crossed with Carpenter. Crossed with like an X-Files series.
Okay.
Demons and Dimensions, but it's got like that whole electronic soundtrack, like Escape from New York and Halloween.
Okay.
It's really good. It feels a bit like E.T. in bits as well, with like kids being chased by white vans. It's very hits the mark with nostalgia, but I really enjoy it.
It doesn't have to be E.T. for kids to be chased by white vans, unfortunately.
Yeah, it could be anything vaguely 70s related, couldn't it? But no,
back off, pedos.
So that was really good. That's on Netflix. Got into Rick and Morty. That was good. I'm enjoying that. Rick and Morty, kind of like an out of order version of Doc and Marty from Back to the Future.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I've heard differing conclusions about said show.
Right. Quite.
Some like it, some don't. It's one of those things I'll get around to watching in 2 years.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it.
Right. Okay.
But film wise, I watched. Finally, watched the Fantastic Four reboot. That was...
Oh, hang on then. So does that mean this is time for Tony's movie review?
Yes.
Well, it needs the tune then.
Tony's movie review. Hey. Yeah, I watched a few films as well. So, Fantastic Four came out, that was a couple of years ago. It's a bit late to the game. It's weird. It's quite good for the first half, and then it completely changes, and it's terrible.
That sounds like my life.
Yeah. There you go. But yeah,
which did go all right till I was about 24.
So it's all right. I mean, it's on Netflix now, so it didn't cost me anything to watch it.
But, right.
Yeah. And then I watched Death Note, which had just come out on Netflix, and that was a bit disappointing.
Oh, dear.
Based on a manga anime, I think. It was a bit short. It looked like it might be quite good, but it wasn't. I don't know. Oh, no. One thing I watched that was good was Searching for Sugar Man. Have you seen that?
Oh, God.
It's old, but...
If they're listening right now in the Duke's Arms, and Tony...
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Steve absolutely loves that film.
Does
Steve
in
the Duke's Arms loves it. He loves the music. He loves everything to go with it. I watched it and just thought it was pants.
Right, okay.
I wasn't interested at all.
I didn't know anything about it. I just watched it and I quite enjoyed it.
If I had a spare plastic bag, I know what I'd have done with it.
Yeah, so not the most up-to-date movie reviews, but just a few things I caught up on last week. It's been on my list for a while, so I thought...
It's a nice idea, it's a nice concept, the fact that there was some bloke who brought out an album that no one ever heard anywhere else, but then someone played it in South Africa and it became the start of a movement and everyone loved it, and the guy became a big star in South Africa, and then he had to go to South Africa and didn't need to do the gig, and it was all great and all that. I just thought it was pants.
Okay. Ah, fair enough.
But so anyway, that concludes
Tony's movie review. Hey,
and one last track this week, Tony.
Okay,
let's crack on with Voice of Addiction, shall we? This is a Chicagoan political punk band. They've got some new stuff out and it's really good, and we're playing the first track of their latest album. In fact, what is Voice of Addiction's website?
voiceofaddiction.com.
it is indeed. It's Tony's sixth point. Wow. Three, and this is the rather marvellous Rust Belt.
Spell, raised in these steel towns, nothing ever teeth to go our way. Just slave, just grave, take away. Industry! Whoa! God work till the day I die. God work just to survive.
That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we've enjoyed making it. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, which is Pudunk Radio. That's PODUNK radio.com. And we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew. That's ANDRA.SE.
I look forward to seeing you all next week when both myself and the good Lord Tony should be back to normal and firing all cylinders. We want your Facebook comments, we want your jokes, we want your twats, what else we want? We want your gigs. Mm-hmm. Oh, blimey, we want all sorts. We're so demanding. Say mm-hmm. goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't.